The North Atlantic is directly adjacent Arctic Sea, the South. The Atlantic is geographic proximity to the area of the Azores, the dorsal Wyville, Thomson, between Iceland and the northern Scottish Islands, forms the dividing line. In the years 1893 to 1896, this part of the Atlantic was systematically investigated by the Norwegian Polar Expedition, led by Fridtjof Nansen. In the seabed between Iceland and the small volcanic island of Jan Mayen, about 72 degrees north, we found large number of shells of seashells and shallow otoliths from animals that lived in shallow seas, but these findings were made at depths of 1,000 ma 2,500 meters, in direction south. At the time, Nansen and his colleagues concluded that their entire region and should have sunk very suddenly, up to 2,000. In a recent geological time, not least because of the animals in shallow water would have had time to save on the continental shelf. However, it seems that the change was too sudden and violent, without any possibility of rescue, and together with countless other beings have been victimized by the disaster Atlantic. Figure 31. Lowering the ground in Arctic Sea, scale 1:20.000.0x. The map of the depths of the Arctic Sea, around Iceland, illustrates the lowering of the entire basin to the North Atlantic, as verified by Fridtjof Nansen. The line of dashes and dots, indicating the depth of the first, 20 m, shows the Cubes Island, once above sea level. Today, only its highest peaks emerge on the waves. Depending on the lowering of the magma of the cubes, small dive to accompany him isostatic. The area of the Arctic Sea shows, although on a smaller scale, similar phenomena just mentioned in the narrative part of the Atlantic to the Azores. Board 2. The world in Ptolemaic map. In the Middle Ages, as Cosmographia by Sebastian Munster, 1540. Shows the old world still very similar to the ecumenical of antiquity, represented by one of the two hemispheres of the globe rather than the disc plain land. Board 3. Maps of Atlantis. IMAP, Sebastian Munster, 1540, identifies the insular Atlantic with the newly discovered South American continent. Below, Athanasius Kircher in his Lies Subterraneus Menaus, 1678, the island of Atlantis, submerged in the Atlantic Ocean, approximately within the Azores. Board 4. Fantastic views of the island of Atlantis. Above, the right and the Agrego slash. Campanakis designed the island of Atlantis as a continental bridge between the submerged Old and New World. Below, Dr. Paul Schliemann, grandson of the discoverer of Troy, IDU in 1912 on the continent of Atlantis back to the Dolphin. Board 5. Temples in steps on both sides of the Atlantic. Above, reconstitution of the sanctuary of Marduk in Babylon, about 600 BC, the temple of the apparitions, Esangla, left, and the tower in steps, Etimenanki in the walled courtyard of the temple. Below, reconstruction of the temple complex of Copan, Honduras, dating from about 200 to 500 AD Saltuize the relationship between the sanctuary and the Mayan temple of Babylonian Marduk. The civilization of Atlantis, the oldest, could have taken steps in the Tower of Mesopotamia to Central America. Board 6. Step pyramids in Egypt and Mexico. Above, the famous pyramid in steps of Sico, built by Farragabe, LLL dynasty. Around 2900 BC in time, this pyramid was the center of a huge walled complex of temples. Below, the Pyramid of the Sun, from Totiwa, Can. Shows the more pure type of structural Mexican pyramid in steps. These pyramids could be scaled out. The example of the towers in steps of Chaldeans. Board 7. Above, the temple in steps, with the inscriptions of Palenque, shows great similarity to the pyramids, not only in its external aspect, but also because it was built on a real tomb, where, among others, was a wonderful mask of jade, plate 10. Below, Torres of temples in southern India. Board 8. Reconstitution of human types of the era of glaciation. Up, man of Neanderthal, with the primitive civilizations, then in the Paleolithic. Central, man of Aurignac came top in the Paleolithic, presumably coming from East, Bri, Mongoloid. Type. Below, man of Gro-Magnon in the Upper Paleolithic, these people spread out, first in Western Europe, then in Central and Northern Europe. Somatic resemblance between the skull of Gro-Magnon, right, and type of Indian, recent, to the left, head of the Sioux chief Sitting Bull Eye, Sitting Bull. Board 10. A mask of jade real tomb of the Temple of Inscriptions in Palenque. Board 2. This young Basque could well be the great, grandson of the man's mask of jade, plate 10. Just fix the contours of his aquiline nose typically, in the expression of the eyes, the shape and position of the mouth. Board 12. The map of the depths of the Atlantic clearly shows the back of the North Atlantic and South, with extension feature, the platform of the Azores, the great mass of the submerged island of Atlantis. Board 13. Above, air photo the impact of the Meteora Carolina, D.W. Johnson seconds, showing a typical excerpt from the field of craters, with many craters covered with peat and partly hacking. This is an evidence of the first order for the rebuilding of the disaster of Atlantis. Left, the of the Hudson Submarine Canyon, photo of the model in the Naval Museum in Göteborg, Sweden. Below, a huge crater of meteorite in Arizona, which may have been open for a companion of the planetoid. Board 14. Above, landscapes of the Azores, volcanic in nature clearly, typical plateau, comparable to the range today, before the sinking of the Great Island, was from 3,000 to 4,000 meters above sea level. Below, negative Jotis Tato of a echogramma, the values of depth soundings are recorded automatically by the echo, while passing on the back of the North Atlantic, at the height of 32 degrees north latitude, sui edge of the platform of the Azores, are echoes of Atlantis. Board 15. Landscape of sandy, clay loam. The region's sandy, clay loam in China shows, everywhere, typical alluvial landscapes, emphasizing the origin water the sandy, clay loam stratified, with its famous crops in terrace. Above, terraces, sandy clay loam of the province of Shaanxi. Below, cultures of rice in southern China. Board 17. Two Reconstilluisos. Above, a mastodon, the great animal snout, similar to formation of tapir, possibly extinct only 150 years ago. Below, the mammoth found in the ice petrified of Siberia, where reconstituted found, clearly showing its thick coat of reddish, brown color. Pruncher 17. Duas Reconstilluisos. M. Zima, a mastodonti, enorme animal de tromba, de constituis au analogo adianta, possiblemente extinto apenas 150 in Ositras. Imbo, Ixo, Omo mutu acado nodulo petrificado de Siberia, reconstituido no localond foi encontrado, mostrando nitidamentio cespeso pelo de cor marom, a vermelhada. The 18, board. Thus, in the era of glaciation, the man saw the mammoth. Representation in the style of the period Aurignac more by Carbreritz, France. Overvaluation of features such as thick hair, snout, accumulation of fat in the neck and head. Gives perfectly with the Siberian reconstitution, showing the uniformity of the fauna and habitat in the vast scope of the Pyrenees and the peninsula of Chukchi in the era of glaciation. Board 19. Home astronomical. The Mayan closed their adiantadissimas astronomical concepts in symbolic representations such as this. The initial inaugurates a series of glyphs in the palace of the Temple of Inscriptions in Palenque. The fanciful animal, portrayed in the ring, is a bearer of periods, the symbol of an astronomical period of revolution of the stars. The man, claiming the ring, is a digital goddess, the multiplication factor. Both symbolize a unit time precisely determined. These astronomical reliefs cover entire walls. The deciphering science has shed some unexpected about the astronomical knowledge of Maya and his mania of the calendar, almost incomprehensible. Its fixation on the conditional sentence is celestial mechanics and, especially, the age of your calendar, back in time in over 10 millennia. The figure 31 shows an excerpt of the statement of the ocean bottom. Iceland and the island of Jan Mayen, in the archipelago of the Faroe, are fincas in submarine platforms, surprisingly wide, narrow interlocked by cutting levels. Drag marks, similar to the left by movement of crawling, erode and remove, ranging from Iceland to Greenland and back to the Atlantic. Before the Great Transformation, the area of Iceland, on dry land, was approximately four times the current. The example of that found in Norway, also in Iceland, is fjords, bays characteristics that are close aguiros, drowned valley. The volcano on the island of Jan Mayen and the archipelago of Faroe, are the remaining perennial Atlantic waves on the mass of formerly extensive land, for example as are the Azores, to the south. The sinking of Atlantis, often mocked and apostrophes as mythical tale, seems to have repeated several times and on a smaller scale, in peripheral regions, northern. However, in these regions, it is of sufficient data about certain details, thanks to research carried out by Nansen. There certainly was no collapse of the order of 1,000 to 2,000 meters in several million square kilometers of land area of continental proportions, on the most recent geological times. The level of sea in the Atlantic basin fell due to the action of a geophysical phenomenon, subject to restoration. This is the only plausible way of how the collapse occurred. Small cubes of Seal Island, stuck in the sea substrate, followed the process of sinking submarines and became, with the exception of its remaining, still visible above the sea level. In general, increases the depth of the sinking of the north to the south, toward the dorsal Wyville, Thompson, allowing the unequivocal conclusion that the process began in the vast South Atlantic basin, from where it reached the remote polar regions. The epicenter of the disaster caused a strong drop in the level of Simon. It was located right in the middle of the Atlantic. The dorsal ridgections is the guideline for the next step. The platform of the telegraph, the so-called historical fact, recorded during the installation of the transatlantic cable. Suddenly, it broke the cable, installed in 1898, to 49 degrees north and 29 west of Paris. It seems that the tips of the wires fell into a bottomless abyss, and the expense of great efforts had to be retrieved with handle submarines. By coincidence, along with the cables, even other objects, including a heavy stone rock, were retrieved from the ocean bed. The rock was delivered to the Museum of Paris and, after 15 years, was examined by Paul Termios, then director of the Oceanographic Institute and a renowned scientist inside and outside of France. The stone of rock proved to be at Aquileito of vitreous structure clearly. Then Termios submitted the results of their studies to the Oceanographic Institute, where he gave a remarkable speech, under the title Atlantide. The Atlantis, exposing the following conclusions. I. The rock is of volcanic origin, large bed of the ocean, which was recovered, is covered with lava. Therefore, under the platform of the telegraph must have been very strong volcanic eruptions, lava projecting the proceeds of which the stone of rock recovered. 2. The stone is amorphous, not crystalline and vitreous, in its structure. Your cooling may not have happened in submarine waters, but the open soak can only have been designed by a volcano land above sea level. The lava which now covers vast stretches of the deep comes from terrestrial volcanoes once. 3. Simultaneously with the volcanic eruption, or soon after, throughout the region must have sunk in 2,000 meters. The stone of rock recovered documents a prehistoric catastrophe, which occurred right in the middle of the Atlantic, the where, under Plato, would have sunk the island of Atlantis. 4. As mentioned, according to the mineralogical classification, the stone is at Aquileito. Within some 15,000 years, the Aquileitos usually dissolve in the seawater. However, the stone in question also shows contours and profiles, without any sign of corrosion. The disaster in the Atlantic, indirectly confirmed by this finding, it should have been less than 15,000 years ago, or after 13,000 BC, but probably at a date much later. This timing gives, surprisingly, with brief indications Plato, speaking on 9,000 years before Solon, placing it around 10,000 BC, and is the average so far established by geological estimates for the end of the period Quaternario. The results of research performed by Termios are being challenged by the argument for Hartung, presented by the German geologist of that name, which in 1860 gave a description of the Azores Islands. It mentioned erratic coastal rocks, stones of aliens, who have nothing to do with the actual Azores, but that, unknown origin, for they were taken and deposited by the waves, presumably, these stones have been brought by floating ice. Long the ice melted, but it closed the rocks further. However, these rocks are found in the coastal current, and the Hartung concluded that the region of the Azores, the level never experienced post-glacial changes of major consequence. Hogbermann concludes that in the Azores was never a disaster, because the corresponding change of level would have been contradicted by the argument of Hartung. However, the evidence that, in fact, the argument for Hartung, nothing more and nothing less than the absence of changes of level, post-glacial, in large, in the Azores. But this argument fails to prove that this level of change would have occurred shortly before the start of post-glacial era. This is precisely the end of the Quaternary, then was already completed, to begin, slowly, the period of post-glacial melting and retreat of glaciation. It was precisely that which Paul Termios found, a lower level, passing the 2,000 meters, accompanied by volcanic eruptions and catastrophic processed with spontaneity. When the glaciers, in slow retreat, multiplied itself in ever more intense pace, the ice floating sailed to the south, leading to the Azores. To reach those regions, there exist no more the island of Atlantis, it was submerged, in its place was a tiny archipelago, the islands of the Azores. For this reason, the floating ice could not have brought in another place, beyond the modern coastline those islands. No doubt since there was no further change in level. In this respect the argument for Hartung does not contradict the narrative Platonic, nor the conclusions of either the Termios and current deductions. Rather, this argument confirms this, considering the following. The assumption of the agreement of the theory of Atlantis with the argument of Hartung presumably is the sudden and catastrophic degradation of the soil in the region of the Azores. This agreement would become at odds, if the motion, said by Termios, if processed in slow, old, creepy, continued throughout the extensive post-glacial. In this case, those erratic rocks, taken during long periods, would have been deposited at the modern coast, but the previously existing beaches and meanwhile sunk. Therefore, the location of the rocks is crucial for resolving the issue of kneeling in the debate have occurred so suddenly, or slowly, and the rocks are in the exact place where there should to be. Suppose that the sinking of the old coastline was sudden as to cause the ice flow based on today's coastal range, typical of post-glacial time. Therefore, the argument for Hartung evidence that the sinking of Atlantis, if so, must have been sudden. It is precisely this which tells Plato. During a single day and one night unchancy ill. Therefore, a counter argument turned comprobatorial evidence of a much discussed passage of the Platonic text. The region of the Azores, the direct neighbor of telegraph platform, provides further evidence. There, the seabed in shallow restricted area of steep slopes on all sides, it presents profiles and strong corners and rugged high peaks, and preserved, yet nothing rounded, with deep cracks, a genuine mountain landscape, underwater, in which, as the Platonic story, every vestige of Earth has been radically obliterated. If he was under massive sea level by more than 15,000 years, the sea water had corroded the lava that covered the ocean bed, and destroyed, completely, the porphyrios crisp and delicate. Beside the chemical attack, the mechanical forces such as abrasion, erosion and the effect of hangover, had also acted in a manner destructive, grinding and rounding all corners and peaks, leveling everything. However, as the entire bottom of the sea, under the current zone of hangover, remained clearly framed and shaped, the land now submerged may not have sunk to the view. In this case, within a few centuries, the chemical and mechanical forces would race eradicated all its features, which still continue to jump in the eyes. Once the island, whose highest elevations are the Rand. We are known as the Azores Islands, certainly not stuck in slow, gradual, but highly accelerated, and also certain is that this was less than 15,000 years ago. Therefore, the geological evidence allows the conclusion that the entire area between the island of Jamnia and the Azores suffered a sudden lowering of the ground at the end of the Quaternary. This reduction was much deeper the closer the epicenter of the disaster, whose location can be predicted anywhere in the south of the Azores. Moreover, it has spread catastrophic demotion well beyond the region of the Azores, south toward. Moreover, this fact is known since 1900, when the expeditionary vessel Gauss recovered a sample of sediment from 46 centimeters in length, the abysmal pit of Romanche, 7,300 meters. This area is very close to the equator, west of the Gap of Liberia, on the border between northern and southern basins of the Atlantic, crossing the Atlantic back. It seems like it cut in half, some 4,500 kilometers of the Azores. A sample of sediment recovered by Gauss presented five layers, namely, on top, a layer of red clay, then three layers of continental sedimentation, lime, free, and below, a layer of lime. Glow by Garino that adapted to life of plankton, is found only at depths of at least 2,000 meters up to 4,500 meters. That means that when the layer of lime was deposited Globigerina, the abysmal pit of Romanche had at most 4,500 meters, while now it is 7,300 meters. Therefore, the ocean bottom must have suffered a reduction of at least 2,800 meters, which is equivalent to that found Paul Termio's to the region of the Azores platform and the telegraph. With this, the boundaries within which can be proved the consequences of disaster, which occurred at the end of the Quaternary, extended itself, and much, toward south. The spontaneous disappearance of an area, with many millions of square kilometers in area, could not have happened without the bangs of volcanic and seismic convulsions, orchestrated the theme of a great final, announcing the end of the world, as if, instead of those violent convulsions, the deflections were slow, gradual. The Atlantic basin of Simon could take them together, moving their tenacious mass, but still elastic. However, facing tremendously dramatic interventions, radical, its basic subject has become rigid and lost all its elasticity, was breaking, breaking and cracking, which went by the magma near the surface, which then covered all life on land. Indeed, much of the Atlantic basin is covered with this crust of recent volcanic magma, acid. Contrary to what occurs with the seabed, also unstable, the Pacific Ocean, composed of basic magma paleogeneo. This time, the evidence is not of a geological, but paleomineralogica. In turn, the volcanology also provides considerable contribution to our subject. It is remarkable the occurrence of volcanoes Atlantic, throughout this vast region, crossed by a guideline of craters in eruption. This line follows, with much accuracy, the dorsal Atlantic, thus an old line of fracture, once open and always ready to open up again, for any reason, with much greater ease than a stable area intact, figure 32. The chain of volcanoes Atlantic, vomiting fire and death, and begins the north, on the island of Jan Mayen, where she began, obviously, the lowering of the seabed. It continues towards Iceland, the land of ice and fire, where, in the terrible disaster of historic 1783, nearly 500 craters erupt, then leads to the nine Azores Islands, five of which have active volcanoes. This is potentially very dangerous area in which, as happens in the regions of Iceland, time or other, islands emerge and disappear with the speed of a thunderbolt. Islands of Cape Verde, The Fuego is smoke and also the island of Madeira is an outbreak of seismic upheavals. The line of rupture remains the islands of St. Helena, Trice, So and Diego Alvarez, budgeted toward the south. A lateral branch is targeted for the west, which highlights the island of Martinique, there. Catastrophic eruption of Mount Pelé, on May 8, 1902, except when a prisoner, all 30,000 inhabitants of St. Pierre, the capital island, then died, asphyxiated by toxic gases, and continues to the giant volcanoes of Central America. The figure 32 shows the layout of the Atlantic volcanic regions, thus providing proof of volcanology order that such centers in the probability of seismic occurrence of sudden changes beyond and far. The change is gradually progressive. Thus the findings volcanology, geological paleomineralogicos and supports the argument that the lowering of the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean is not done gradually, but revolutionary, catastrophic. The epicenter of this disaster must be sought to the south of the platform of telegraphs, whereas the depth of degradation is increasing in the direction south, through the Azores region. These searches could be useful for the system of cross gaps, branched throughout that area underwater, possibly because it remained a trace of extreme destruction. The figure 30 shows the geological evidence. Figure 32. Distribution of volcanoes in the North Atlantic. The map shows in dotted line, the contours of the dorsal Atlantic, with their differences. The centers of active volcanoes are marked with dots, regions of earthquakes with lines in parallel. The thick line of dash, dot, dash, indicates the line break that originally formed the edges of tectonic plates. The system of the North Atlantic is well developed and seems to be intact. Everything is complete. The south, the situation is different. There, the gap in Puerto Rico is destroyed to the point of being reduced to a stump, showing its former existence. There. Nearby pond the U.S. shows no cross gaps, they have disappeared entirely. The southwestern part of the North Atlantic, occupying about a third of its total area, has its particular target, atrocious, responsible for the destruction of cross gaps, which at first there must have existed, and the formation of vacuum in which figure 28 appears as an unexplained gap between the Florida and Cape Hatteras. Now this gap has also to establish a connection with similar phenomena. Do these three areas of disasters, the southern part of the Arctic Sea, the region of the Azores and the North American Basin, geological revolutions have suffered in different seasons? In normal times, the day, too, day runs in a geological phlegmatica, gradually, the way it was advocated by Lyell and gives no opportunity to assume the occurrence of any number of disasters. No, that was one disaster victims, the one time, the three stages of a huge geological drama. The evidence attests that the geological cataclysm Atlantic has been reconstituted to be a harsh and dreadful reality geological, which interrupted the day, two, day land and closed the fourth period on a geological sudden dread. This is not an empty hypothesis. Recently, samples of soil, for which Peterson reported in his book Atlantic and Atlantis, The Atlantis and the Atlantic, show that the revelations made during our studies are samples of type record of almost 3 meters in length. The North American geophysicist Pigott recovered them from the Atlantic and found that often show two zones, rich in volcanic ash, and Peterson wrote about, these ashes must be from massive volcanic eruptions, or occurring in the West Indies or, more probably, in the dorsal Central Atlantic. However, the most important stretch of the exposures of Peterson is, of the two volcanic profiles, the higher it is above the upper glacial profile, indicating that this volcanic disaster or the disaster occurred in post-glacial times. This was finally invalidated the argument of Hogbaum contradicting the conclusions of Paul Termios, producing identical result with that obtained by Peterson, based on the analysis of samples, type it in Pigott. These samples confirm, so indisputable, that in the Atlantic Ocean was in fact a volcanic disaster, which ended the Quaternary period and introduced the post-glacial time. Similar evidence was taken from near Newfoundland, also show these volcanic ash, with all the seaweed ash, dating from the time of critical transition for the Quaternary Quintinario. Pettersson made the following comments regarding, in any case, these findings provide strong grounds for believing that the time after the last major glaciation, when the Platonic Atlantis had disappeared, in fact was a period of volcanic and seismic disasters, within the North Atlantic. Sometimes, however, that the seabed further betrayed secrets.